Hello and welcome to our monthly Steepcast. It's Khalees Hurst,
Allie Lynch,
and I'm Pam Klein from Steeping Wellness. As educators, the work we do is not easy, and it draws on us physically, mentally, and emotionally.
To help support your well-being, we invite you to take some time for yourself, know how much you matter, and never feel guilty for taking care of you.
We hope you enjoy this month's Steepcast.
Whereas February and March seem to last forever, May goes by in a flash. It's not hard to feel waves of overwhelm as we work to close out another school year. Here are five tips that take 5 minutes or less to take a break and hit the reset button. Number one, connect with nature. Even stepping outside just to take 3 deep breaths of fresh air and taking the beauty of the scenery can help calm the body. Number two, prioritize and unitask. While it may feel like a lot to make a list of all of your to-dos, it helps us to be efficient. Once you've made your list, choose the one thing that's the most important to get done and focus on just that one task. Number three, just breathe. Stop what you're doing, notice your emotions, and take a long, deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. Connect to your breath and follow it from start to finish. Slowing your breath helps to slow the mind too. Number four, move your body. Whether it's a quick lap around the school, standing up and stretching, or simply a couple of yoga poses, moving your body helps relieve stress and tension. Number five, Headspace SOS. Don't forget that the Headspace app is free to educators. There's a link in the newsletter to help you sign up. Once you have the app, check out the SOS section of meditation for 3-minute meditations on overwhelm, burnout, feeling flustered, and more. Enjoy the sunshine this month. From the heart, Khalees, Pam, and Allie.
What if re-entry was the best time of your life? Back to life, back to reality. Who remembers that song by Soul to Soul? I know I've resentfully sang it a few times coming back from any type of break or vacation. And while there are some of us that are ready to dive in headfirst to pre-COVID reality, others are feeling a bit anxious, nervous, or uncertain as to what life they really want to dive back into. I hear and feel those of you who were ready to re-enter the world like yesterday, and I also hear and feel those of you who have reservations. If you are anything like me, I have mixed emotions. I'm both excited and yet not quite ready to go back to the exact same life, the exact same overscheduled hamster wheel, almost survival of the fittest lifestyle I had before COVID. The real question is, how do we go out again and have peace of mind after COVID shut down so much of our world and do this while taking care of ourselves? Let's face it, we just experienced a full year of on-again, off-again lockdowns, rising infection rates, nonstop news and social media information, and for many of you, a complete and total shakeup of how you perform your jobs. In a nutshell, it changed the way we work, we play, and we live. However, consider this. What if re-entry was the best time of your life? We at Steeping Wellness want to support your re-entry by giving you some tips to help make this transition back less stressful and more positive. First, acknowledge your feelings. If you are anxious about returning to normal post-COVID, know you are not alone. Focus on what you can control. Practice being in the present moment and let go and walk away from what you cannot control. Go at your own pace. Reintroduce things slowly and at a rate that feels comfortable. You set the timetable. It's okay to come out of your COVID shell gradually. Decide your level of involvement. Think about and know what you really want and how much you want to interact. And are you ready for this back-to-life amp up? Develop your own safety protocols. Remember, what you do to protect yourself is no one else's business. Remember to make quiet downtime a non-negotiable. You need to make yourself your own priority. And ask for help. If anything, the increase in telemedicine service has been life-changing. Take advantage and schedule an appointment with your primary care physician or therapist if you need support. As always, give yourself grace and know you have permission to do, feel, be, and live your life in any way you choose.
Simple, healthy eating tips. In this crazy season that is the end of the school year, we wanted to give you some tips to help support your eating habits. If there's one piece of advice we can give you when it comes to eating well, it's this. Preparation truly is everything. Prepping meals and snacks can help save time, money, and promote healthier choices. Having food options prepped in advance can help avoid impulse eating and the need to eat out or snack on unhealthy options. Tips to help you prepare snacks and meals. Prep the amount that works best for you. You could prep a couple of days of snacks at a time, a whole week's worth of meals at once, or make freezer meals to last you a month. If you're just starting out, don't be afraid to start small. After grocery shopping, wash all of your produce and prepare them as soon as you get home. This means trimming carrots, destemming strawberries, or rinsing and drying lettuce. Place produce that can be eaten for a snack, like apples, carrots, and celery, in a clear container at eye level in the refrigerator. That way, when you are looking for a snack, it's ready to go. Decide what the meals of the week will be before you go to the grocery store. To prepare meals, rinse and chop ingredients, and assemble any parts of the recipe you can ahead of time and store them in the refrigerator. Double a recipe and save half of it to reheat later in the week, or choose meals that you can prepare all in one day. For example, make a double batch of chicken breast in the Instant Pot for dinner one night, then shred the leftovers to use for quesadillas, barbecue chicken lettuce wraps, or tacos later in the week.
Never let anyone mute your voice. While growing up, I was constantly told I was too loud. I talked loud, I sang loud, I even sneezed loud. In fact, just ask my mom and she will tell you that year after year, my elementary school teachers would encourage her to get my hearing checked. They thought I was hard of hearing due to my speaking volume. Another true story involves a certain group of boys who nicknamed me Mike, as in microphone. Ouch, right? I think there are a lot of reasons why people talk loud. For me, it was a combination of growing up in a family with five sisters where I had to be loud to be heard, and I was simply born with a voice that projects more than others. Sadly, more times than not, I felt like having a loud voice was something to be ashamed of. How I wish someone would have said, "I love how enthusiastic you are. Your excitement really shines through your voice." Unfortunately, it always seemed like my words and emotions were lost, and I ended up hearing, "Use your inside voice instead." After a lifetime of hearing, "Shh," and "Keep your voice down," I'm wondering how many of you have heard this same message. How many of you have been made to feel like having a loud voice was a character flaw? Well, we're here to tell you there is nothing wrong with you or your volume. We are giving you permission to use your voice at whatever volume you choose. Your voice matters, and we want you to use it powerfully, confidently, and boldly. You were given that voice for a reason, and you have an obligation to positively inspire and change the life of others. Your loud voice is a special gift, and it should never be silenced. Never let anyone mute your voice.
Applying the tea times to students. Here's how to apply the articles to students. Tips to reset overwhelm. The end of the school year isn't just stressful for us, it can also be tough on students. When you're feeling the tension rise in the classroom, take your class outside for a short walk, take a mindful minute together, or do an activity break. By participating alongside the students, you'll ease your stress too. Re-entry after COVID. It's not just adults who are navigating a transition in life. Students are too. You may find students are more irritable and emotional right now. Take time to listen to their needs and discuss in class some helpful coping mechanisms for times of change. You could also do a walk and talk or think, ink, link about what they liked about COVID and the parts of it that they hope to continue in their lives. Think, ink, link is when you give them time to process the question, then give them time to write it down, and then share with a partner. Never let anyone mute your voice. If you have students in your class that are naturally louder, do your best to embrace it. And when there are times that quieter times are necessary, find ways they can share their thoughts without completely muting them. An example of this would be to have an idea box where students can write down their ideas and submit them to the box. This could also be used when students have something to tell you, but you're running short on time in class.
We hope you found this month's Steepcast of benefit. Remember to follow us on social media at Steeping Wellness.
Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup, so take care of yourself first.
We're sending you love and light.